The conference will now begin.
Okay. We're going to start in a second. I'm just settling down over here. Come in, young man. I got locked. Move on. We're starting in a second. You didn't bring your safe in? Okay.
I came here last week.
Yeah. Oh, you came?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Okay, we're ready to start. No, it's okay. Bam, sit down. No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm okay. No? We say we started last week, 2 weeks ago, Perek Ches, page Kuf Yud Aleph, Bilvavi from the Bilvavi and Dasmi Desecha. We began talking about Midas Ha'azis. Midas Ha'azis is another Mida in the world of Afar, that hard, strong world of Afar, the Mida of Azis. And like with all of the other manifestations of Afar, all of the other Midas of Afar, there's a Azus Chiyuvis, there's a positive manifestation of that Midah, and there's an Azus Shlilis, and there's a negative Azus. And that's what we're going to be talking about. But first we need to understand what is Azus L'maisa? I mean, we usually use it as a type of a chutzpah in English. Maybe they say brazenness, something like that. We see that the Jewish people are called the Azaz Shabumais, the most Azazdik people in the world. On the other hand, so that you know that could have a negative connotation also. On the other hand, we see that the Mishnah says Havi Oz Kanamer. You know, there is Rizus and strong and courageous. And, huh? Sure. Rebellion, parents, whatever, as it's fun. So we usually heard it with a negative. You know, if someone said you're not as fun, it didn't mean to say a compliment. Right. Okay, so we're in the middle of the page, Kuf Yud Aleph. It's Sarklov in my Mahusa shall Azus Apnimus Ataiva, my Mahusa shall Azus Achitainus, she Azus Lewis. What is the Mahus? What's the essence? What does it mean? That inner Azus that is good, there is a quality that's very good of Azus. And what is the misuse, the external type of a misuse of houses? What are these? So he explains. Chitzonius, one would say that houses is the same houses. Elishim ishtamshim balatoiv, like we learned with other midas, that if you use it in a good way. It says, then you're being like a leopard that's being very swift and forceful and whatever, bold to be mekayim mitzvahs and so on. And if you use azus, the same azus, if you use that trait, that characteristic of azus in the wrong way, akach nemar says a bad thing, as pam neganim. Person's not upon him, he goes to Gehenna. So it's the same Mida, either you use it in a good way, you use it in a bad way. That's the simple way that we've been learning to understand Midas. It's all a question of how you use it. It can go either way. But Rav Schwartz explains that if you learn this more deeply, then it will become clear that in the shurish of the Mida itself, there are two mahalchim. Not just use it good or using it bad. There are two mahalchim. Two perushim. I don't know, it usually doesn't make sound. There are two mahalchim in Azus. Ha'achas, Azus Toiva, one is an Azus Toiva that's called Havi Oz Kanamin. There's something that's called Azus that's good. It's a certain type of an Azus. Azus that's good. Bahashnia, and the second, is Azus Shlilis. is a negative type of an Aziz. Regarding which it says that the bad thing. So in the Nasi Bez Hashem, he says, let's try to learn, to look at this a little bit and to understand this sugi of Aziz. What does it mean, good Aziz and bad Aziz? Heichen u'amokah b'nefesh adam, b'kaymes adam shalmidis ha'azaz. Heichen hi kayemes bo. What part of the body, where in us, where in a person does this midas ha'azaz materialize? Where does it show? Lashna p'sukim at sinem ha'klaus arba makaymes. It's very interesting that with ha'azaz we find four places. Havchana vishana hu ha'azaz panim. Ha'azaz panim. The face. Ha'azaz panim. Kloshna Mishnah Shuskura Ozpanim. Hare Shaha Azus Nimtsis Bapanim. You have the next page. Azus comes out on the face. It materializes, it shows on the person's face. Azus. That's why it says Azpanim. Rapothis Yaiser, Besoich Apanim Atzmam, Yeshna Havchone Hanikres Azus Meitzach. Now we're familiar with all these stories, never really thought about what are they. The Meitzach is the forehead. So the face is, there's an Azpanim, the face, and then getting, zeroing in more, there's a part of the face, the forehead, that is Azus Metzach. Kfi she'omer b'nusach ha'vidui, like we say in the Nusach ha'vidui, ad chet she'chatan l'fanecha, this is l'fanein, I don't know what says that, ad chet she'chatan l'fanecha ba'azus Metzach. Azus Meitzach. There's an Azus Meitzach. At the forehead, and some people say forehead. How do you say? Forehead? Forehead? That's the five towns. Brooklyn? Forehead. Okay, I'll say no. Queens. Say that. No, the five towns. Yeah. Okay. For Rockaway, five towns, I don't know. For Rockaway is Queens. Forehead. You grew up where?
In
Lawrence. Okay, so Lawrence, they say forehead. But Brooklyn Queens, we said forehead. We said, but Azus Meitzach. Meitzach is the forehead. So, Meitzach. And the Gemara says in Zvachim, she tzitz ha-nimtzah ha-meitzach mecharpal Azus pan. With the coin wore the tzitz on the Meitzach and his forehead, that was mecharpan Azus pan. Chayim tfilin sh'nimtzayim sh'on the coin oiz. Tfilin is called Oz, our strength. And the Oz of a Jew is worn on the forehead. The Oz of a Jew is worn on the forehead. The forehead is Azus Meitzach, the Tzitz Mechaper is Mechaper and Azus Panim, and the Oz of Tfilin is worn on the forehead. Something's going on. Right? And he really doesn't go into that much. There's obviously something very big that's happening over here. So he says, I have Chanan HaSefes, Al Mokum HaAzusu. That's the most beautiful thing. When you're learning Torah, if you take any word, you can spend your life on it. Like if you take this word Aziz, which you never even thought about, you take that one word Aziz or Uz, and you really want to, and you really like do a study of it, and you research and you work on it, you could go on and on and on, just on that word. And it's like every single word, entire, every single word, anything, any concept or any word. If you go into it, ain't let other self, mamish, ain't let other self. This is just an example. Avchanan Nosefus al Mokum Azus. So, Mashanemer Veloshen HaPasuk. See, here's another one. It says in Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Nishba Hashem biyemino ubizroa uzo. So Hashem swears by his right arm, and then the left arm, which is Din, right? The left arm is Zroa uzo. His strong arm. That's the left arm. It means Din. Zroa uzo zu yatsma. Human beings are mostly righties. That's usually their strong arm. But by the Baruch Shalom, I'm a lefty. You're a lefty. By the Baruch Shalom, the left side, of course, is Din. So the Zroa Uzo is Yad Smolz, is the left arm. Shom Chal Ha'oiz. That's the place of Oiz. Shom Chal Ha'toikev, strength. Because Hashem doesn't have any body, but that's a midah of Gvura of Din is described, this is, as Zroa Uzo. So, Makaima Kaishi, strong. Right? Ofer. Hua Nikra Zro Uzo. So far we have Azpanim, Azus Meitzach, and Zro Uzo. Havchanan Osefes, another one. We say these words all the time. Masha Muska Beloshon HaPasuk, Mi Yodea Oiz Apecha. Right? Uchirascha Efrasecha. Mi Yodea Oiz Apecha. The nose. Loshon Af. Another place on the face. So there's the Meitzach. There's the pun, the face. There's the Meitzach. And now there's Oiz Apecha. The nose. And in addition to that, there's the arm. Umitzad kach gam ba'af yesh mokum hanikra oiz. Also, the nose. Zuvahav chana shuhuskro bereishis adivarm shasnif arocha kshlakoishim esgala bekaz hanikra charoin af. When a person is very angry, it's called charoin af. Like a rage of the nose. Charoin af. And when a person is very, very patient, it's erech apai. So, charon af. Charon af. It's all the same sugyan. Azaz. Right. Charon af. So, elu b'chlolus arba samakarmis b'karmis adam shemuska b'hem inyin ha'azaz. These are the four places on the human body that are connected to azaz. Manifest azaz, whatever. V'shar shehadvarim Lefamim nikris azus, azus panim. Lefamim he nikris azus meitzach. So, going through these two, azus is sometimes called azus panim, and sometimes it's called azus meitzach. Ma chiluk ben azus panim, azus meitzach. Let's talk about the difference between azus panim and azus meitzach. What's the difference? Hamaral ben nesivas oilam in the nesiva busha perig beis. But the other Maral talks about chutzpah, about azaz. V'vor she'etzem ha'azaz she'kayemes ba'odim la'atzmai nikras azaz meitzach. So Maral tells us that the etzem ha'azaz that a person has, this midah of azaz, is called azaz meitzach. Kashehu mafnes oisa midas azaz klape acherim. In other words, the person, that trait that a person has is called azaz meitzach. When you are azizdik to somebody, when you treat somebody, when you show somebody that aziz that you have in you, kashu meis panav b'chaveiro zo aziz panim. Like ain't the meis panav b'snei bal chayvei means to somebody else. So there's the inherent trait that a person has that's called aziz. When he shows that to somebody, he is that way with somebody. That's called already Aziz Panim. Panim milosh shu pane luzuloso. Because panim means when you turn to somebody, pane luzuloso. Kashu gam maitsi zos me'akarach l'panim. Now when you bring this out, you don't just look like you're upset or din and angry, but you start carrying it out and acting up. That could already be zu. Zuli achzorius. That could become mamish. You could act in a cruel way, screaming and yelling or hitting somebody. God forbid. The Mishnah shekos of Azpanim Begehanim. Rashi says zos achzorius. When it says in the Mishnah Azpanim Begehanim that the person of Azpanim goes to Gehanim, Rashi says it's this is achzorius. In other words, you don't go to Gehanim for feeling a certain way, but you go to Gehanim for acting this stuff out and becoming a personal God forbid is cruel. When you carry out that Azpanim, then you're cruel to people. That's what Rashi says. Say that. Zul b'chlolus ha'agdar azus meitzach. So b'chlol, the Maral is telling us this is the definition. Azus meitzach, he azus la'atzmai. Azus panim is kashu pain l'chaveru. When you take your azus, instead of keeping it to yourself, you turn to somebody with azus, that's already called azus panim. You have the next page?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Ma in your page kuf yud gimel. Ma in yona shall oisa azas panim. What is the inyan of azas panim? What's the inyan of showing somebody this azus? What's the inyan of azus panim? Mehechan megiya ha'azus lefnei ha'odam, vehechan sharsha lepnei ha'odam. Not lepnei ha'odam. What's the sharsh? How did it happen to somebody? Where does it come from in a person till it got to his face and he's showing an azus? Where does it come from? What's the sharsh? So bi'arnu ad hashta shaha'azus megiya miyisad ha'ofer shiyesh by koshi. So the simple shot, of course, is that azus comes from offer, from the yisod of offer. Offer means something which is harsh, hard, strong. Say that. Eish ikara chayim, fire. The ikra fire is its heat. Ruach, the ikra of ruach is its leichus, its moisture. Mayim, the ikra is kriyus, coldness. And offer, the ikra is yoyvish. And offer is its dryness. Vakoishi hushosh b'yisod offer sheyovish. And that's where hardness comes from that thing of yavshus, of dryness. That something is hard. And mitzad kach explained earlier. We were talking about kshei oirif, a stiff neck. Oirif is the oisius afar, right? It's the letters of afar. It's hard, stiff. Kshei oirif, stubborn. Because kashyus oirif comes from often. When we think about this, we can understand. Shemishom gam magia mahalach hanikra ozpanim. From ofar also comes ozpanim. Comes from ofar. Koshi. Something hard. Dry. That's where ozpanim comes from. Azus panim he, kasha megalim panim es ha'ayrev. So it comes from being a there's a kshei ayrev, ayrev is offer. When that kshei ayrev travels up a little bit more from the neck, so to speak, to the face, then there's something called az panim. That's where it comes from. Kundavayer, but we need to explain this. Al derech klal kasha right, so adam listalik midover, loy lift nice eilov. In general, when a person does not want to have something to do with somebody or something, the way that he shows that is he turns his back to it, right? He turns around. Like the Navi Yirmiyahu says, it's a sad pasuk, it says, Panu Eli Ayref. The Jews turned away from me. When you don't want something, you turn away. When you're an adult, you're not necessarily turning your head away. But inside you turn away. Little children are just... But that's when you don't want to have a kesher, when you don't want to be midyaches to something, you point to Eref. Pamafnali Eref leipanim. That's what it says, Pamafnali Eref leipanim. When we were turning away from Hashem, it says, doesn't mean that we physically, but we weren't doing what we should do. It says, Pamafnali Eref leipanim. Zel kshei Eref. That's ksheirv. Sheinenu megalapanim. Gilui panim means when you love somebody and you want to connect to that person, you show them panim meirois, panim azbiros, a smile, a warm look. That's the opposite of ksheirv. A soft look. You give somebody a soft look. Save upon him office, right? A soft look. Save upon him office. So they're two opposites. To be megalopanim, to show a soft, loving face. Or the opposite is to show the stiff neck. Mamid oirif, offer. Ozpanim, omnam enum mafna oirif. Now here's where it gets more interesting. So ozpanim is somebody that shows you a face. He's not turning away. It's an ozpanim. Omnam ena mafna oiref. He's not mafna oiref. Avul beponim atzma v'magala oiref. He looks at you. The kid turns around. But the adult oftentimes doesn't do that. He looks at you, but he looks at you with an iris, right? He looks at you in a hard way. His face is showing an iris. The oimik midas ha'azis. So Shua says that's the oimik midas ha'azis. Not turning away. Turning towards. It's a chuzpah. In other words, turning away, you might not want to show. Looking in the eyes, staring down with that iref, that's called Azbana. So Imik Minas Azas. Haksheiref Mafnes Panav, when the Ksheiref turns around and faces the person, Umagalas Arif. And on his face he shows you his stiff neck. You mean on his face he shows you his anger, his negativity. Harishle Gila Bafanov as Akashias. I remember once when Shani was little, I don't know what she was doing that wasn't good, I don't remember. But I remember that I gave her a look, you know, like a father look. And she said, "Why are you yelling at me?" So I said, "I didn't say a word." So she's just crying, "Why are you yelling at me?" Because she picked up on it, kid. Picks up on the Kashya Sayer from the pun. She says, "Why are you yelling at me? You don't have to say anything." Aksheyarif, Mafnes Panav, and Magalasarif. You Mafnes Espanav, Umagalasarif. Harishalay Gila Bafanav as Akashias, Aksilik as Apanav. You took away the normal softness of the face, the expression of the face, and you replaced it. You were Magala, the other side, the neck. Havakasha Adam Pinal is a losai. Upanim Atzman. Now that's again within your own self you could have that you could have that feeling within your own self. But when you do this to somebody else, Havakasha Adam Pinal is a losai, Upanim Atzman, Humagala Kaishi, Kshepanim Kloshan Kosov, Yecheskel. So there's a midah of kashis arif that you've got within yourself, but when you turn to somebody in such a way with the arif on your face, that's midas azas. Azas meitzach is something that's taking place within yourself. Within yourself. When you're mafna the ponim and you megala the arif, a hard way of seeing something, that could be an internal attitude. When you show that to another person, that's what now it's called as pun. It's the same. It's called as pun. Midas as. The yisera al midas ksheir. This is beyond ksheir. You're already showing this to somebody. The kashi is ayref ha'adam megalas hamakam akashi shalai. Shuk ksheir. Now, a person who's a ksheir, it's a midas that he has. That he's stubborn, that he's hard. That's his own midah. It's a way of not being gentle and soft and easy. It's a way of being stubborn and inflexible. Now what happens with an azaz panim is you take the part of your body that's the most expressive and it's supposed to be filled with expressions of caring and of love and softness and gentleness. You take the very same mokam harach as a panim, lashon panim zelaso, and you turn to another person. Mekabel zeloso, miskabel etel zeloso, megalabem, as a kashius anintis bayruf. And you show that other person, that kashius, that belongs by the neck, that's by the aruf. Ze oimek hamida anikus azizpana. He says, that's the deeper meaning of azizpana. Now, how do you translate that into regular, lamaisa, what is that? So he explains. Now we could come to a sharper and clearer definition of Azaz Panim. It Kasha Adam Pinal is a loss. Yitachna Bazer Shloisha Oifanim. When a person turns to somebody, faces somebody, it could be in three ways. Hayocha Lifna is the Misha Shavei Lov. You could turn to somebody. Okay, we have Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven is facing Shimon. And Reuven feels that him and Shimon are equals. He looks at Shimon, and he looks at him like an equal. So you're looking at somebody, in a way, panim upon him. It's two equals. You need to take another picture, right? Yeah? Who yochalifna is the Misha Tachtav. Give me a second. Or you can look at somebody with, in a way that what? That he's below you. Other equal is Shimon being your equal, or Shimon is beneath you. Yochalifna is the Misha Me'olav. He looks at Shimon, it's Shimon, Reb Shimon. Somebody who's higher than him. One second. We're living in amazing times. Yeah. Okay, I'm page Kofi Dal. Yeah? Bishar Sha'adam Pindal Amisha Mitachtav. When Reuven is looking at Shimon as somebody who's less than him, Boifin Tivi, Kol Elyoin Hu Yoyse Chazak V'Takif Mehatachta. It's natural that when you're looking at somebody who's you consider to be less than you, so that there is more of a Takifus. There's more Kol Elyoin Hu Yoyse Chazak. Will be stronger and more takif than the one who is considered beneath you. Like the teacher to the student or the parent to the kid, or like a rich person to a poor person, there's usually an energy of a din of takifus, some kind of a takifus. Because the stronger one is turning to what considers himself to be the higher one is turning to the lower one. This comes out in the way of chazak, takif. So there's usually more of an akuda, of an ingredient of ofar, of koshi, of a certain kind of a harshness, or at least a perception of that, when the one who is greater is talking to the one who is smaller. And when Rebbe was talking to his son about being a leader and being a teacher, he said, because Rebbe would give over the nesius, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi would give over his position to his son, so he prepared him. He said, "Nahag nesiyus chaber beramim," that you have to conduct the nesiyus beramim, which means in a way of tekifus, because you have to be above the other people in order to lead them. You have to show them a certain beramim, which means in a way of a certain kind of a strong handedness. I don't know the best way to translate. Zroik marva talmidim. I mean, and with the students, you occasionally have to show them. You have to be angry. You have to show them some anger. You have to bitterness, some strength to the students. Mutal onam chiyuv al harav mitzad midas tayves v'yos rak klape hatalmidim ula rak klape hatalmidim ula hazv lehem panim af shehem tat mitachtav. Now, the correct thing, of course, is for the Rebbe to have good midas and to speak to his students in a way of love and compassion. And lahaz b'lehem panim. Af shehem mitachtav, even though they're lower than him, they're the students. Av lativi yusi shehe elyon kashim atachtav. The teva is that the elyon, the higher one, is stronger than the lower one. That's the teva. So you have to work hard at that. The Rebbe has to work hard to make sure he doesn't. I was just talking to boys in yeshiva the other day. Because we had some question and answer with the guys in Smicha, they were talking about this, that there's a clown that they always told people who wanted to become teachers that you make sure that at the beginning of school, at least for the first part of the year, without how long that lasts, because I had teachers that for like 3 years, but at the beginning, you have to be very, 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 very tough, very, very tough. This way, maybe you'll get them, and then afterwards, you could be at some point you could turn like be nice. And I was explaining to them that that's a goyish Indian, and that's I'm a halach of a weak person, not of a strong person. You're a very, very strong person. Remember from the time that when I was little, so I remember that I was having an argument with a friend of mine. And my father was doing something in the garden, and I was a little kid, and my friend and I were having an argument about something about baseball, I think, or something. We were arguing about it. It could be with a Yankee Mets situation. But I remember we were arguing. My father was standing there. And afterwards, when I was in the house, my father said to me, if you're really right about something, you believe in what you're saying, you don't have to lift, you don't have to carry your voice, you don't have to yell at someone. Just talk. I never heard my father raise his voice in my life. I never heard him raise his voice. Just talk. When you're losing a debate, you start yelling. That's what he said. And if you're ahead, you don't have to yell. And you see, Moshe Rabbeinu on his madriga, something went wrong. On his madriga. And it was an interesting thing because it was by the main river, and it was the whole issue was revolving around speaking to the rock or hitting the rock. It was the middle of offer. Moshe Rabbeinu's madriga, which is okay. Something happened over there that wasn't the seder. So this is a thing that you have to come to class with, and you have to be mean to the kids, you know, very, very strong with the kids. That's when you're not really able to do it in the right way. If you're able to do it in the right way, you don't have to, you shouldn't, God forbid. A rabbi should show part of Masbiris. What he says, like Marvatim, is that every now and then you have to give a shot. You have to know who's boss. That's true. But not this cloud that they say, beginning of school, you have to be miserable and nasty. You get all these like sweet little seminary girls, they come to, for the first class that they're teaching, you have to make believe that they're like nasty. It's terrible. It's terrible. Because everybody understands this. That's not a mahalach. So, ideally, of course, the Elyon, the Rebbe, the parent, should try to show a soft face. It should be in a way of patience and softness. It should be in such a way. And then ideally, a rich person should not talk in a condescending, nasty way to a poor person. He should talk in a way. That's what the Panim says in the office. The natural thing is that the Elyon is tough on the Tachton. Comes across. And even if not being that way, the Tachton feels that. Like a poor person feels that anyway. Like a lot of Balachuv have told me how, like when they were becoming Muslim, whatever, and they were stayed by people for Shabbos. Over the years, so many of these Balachuv have told me that they often felt that the people who were hosting them were condescending. In other words, like we're the learned religious people, and you're this, you're some pagan that was surfing in California someplace, and God Almighty for some reason brought you to our door, and now we're going to tell you the truth. I've had this so many times. People told me over the years that they felt, with all the chesed, and they appreciate it, but a lot of them, they just say they just can't. That's what they like to be with each other. And just at some point, then they start getting older, and they're not married, so they can't stand it. First, they can't stand every single time. So how did you become from? Right. How did you become from? Or just the way, and of course, it doesn't mean that those people were necessarily condescending. They'd be the nicest people in the world. They weren't trying to be condescending. The Metzius was a Metzius, but the Tachtain felt, I'm a Tachtain and he's an Elyon. It doesn't mean that the people were not nice people. But that's how it's experienced. In general, what Rosh Hashanah is saying is that when you have an Elyon and a Tachtain, there's an experience of Kaishi. Something Kaishi. That's how it is. That's how life is. That plays out in many, many, many ways. Obviously, stop talking about marriage. It's a whole life. Get then, who's the Elyon? Who's the Tachtain? It's like a whole interesting sugya. Like, each marriage is different. Each marriage is different. Like if you're in a house where, like dad like is the type of person that goes nuts, and mom and the kids like look at each other. Okay, so the father's the Elyon, you know. Then you have another house where it's the opposite way. The mom goes nuts and the dad and the kids like help. So and every house is different. Is there such a thing that it's Shabbat B'Shav? If you see that, let me know. I know there's maybe such a thing. So, second paragraph. Kasher ha'odom praying l'misha elyon mimeno. Now we're going from bottom up. So when you have an Adam who's praying l'misha elyon mimeno, then you have the Talmud and the Rebbe is looking to the Rebbe. Machmas hayosav shofel minu batei love, and the Talmud feels lower than. And bottle to the Rebbe, sof shetilo rakus klapov. And obviously that person who feels lower or inferior has a soft face, meaning fragile, delicate, and helpful face. The poor person coming to the rich person, the chassid going to the Rebbe, it's a different face. Hashiflus b'ifentivi malida rakus, because humility, or feeling of smallness and being humble, that naturally gives malidas rakus, different type of upon soft. The pchinas tachanunim yidaber rash, like it says in the pasuk, that a poor person speaks in a way of beseeching, have rachmanis. You know, the poor person, please have rachmanis. Doesn't come with the kifis. And you get one of these mishalachim that he comes out of the hasbunim. It's like, you know, you can't help but feel like, what's your Azaz Pana? Right, you ever think that? I'm sure you've had that thought. Like, a guy throws back the dollar. Yeah, I don't know. I just throws it back. I had guys that threw back $10 bills, too. I had guys that threw back $20 bills. Over the years. Really? That's just an Azaz Pana. I read in a safer that somebody said, that Chaim Kanevsky said, I didn't hear, because, you know, so many people think super high. So I don't know. But somebody said in the sefer that he heard from Chaim Kanievsky that if you get a guy that comes, a mashulach or a shnor that comes, and he's an asponim, it's a sin that he's a fake. I saw it in the sefer. If Chaim Kanievsky says you don't have to deal with a guy, I always get out of here. Because now this is what Schwartz is saying. Because the teva of a rash of a poor person that's coming to a person that has money, and he's coming to ask for money. The temper is this. Tachanunim yidaber rash, please. So there's a certain edelkeit, not for the chutzpah. It's an asponim. And you get a mishulach like that. I've had so many times here in the shul, and see some of these people. Some of these people come after them, like in such a way, it's an asponim. And they try to explain it afterwards. They see that there's like inappropriate. So sometimes the smarter ones will say, you know, it's not right. And they'll try to explain it. But the answer is just not asponim. Asponim. And then right away you can see when it's be'emes, a poor person, there's a certain sweetness and a gentleness and humility and a feeling of tzibrochenkeit that I have to go to asking somebody, you know, if you'll bid not to come to that. Doesn't fit the job. That's where Reb Chaim was, if he said that. I don't know if Reb Chaim can, this person said that Reb Chaim said it. But if Reb Chaim can, if he said that, I can understand what he was saying, that this is a simon, that this guy is not the real thing. It's not the real thing. Because if he'd be be'emes, a poor person, it would be tachanuni v'davarash. He'd be coming with an edelkeit, with asking.
So,
what?
If it's a job, it could be a store.
Right, so that could be, he's collecting for the yeshiva. Right. See, he might look at himself, but yeah, I don't really mind. He looks at himself as still being like a gevir. This is my job. Even though I'm asking you for money.
That's what I do. I'm very successful at it. So
right. Yeah, it's interesting. I said, but starting with a poor person, it makes sense that tachmim yidaber rash. Zoymek hamusag. So he explains, zoymek hamusag boishes panim. Usually, a poor person comes with boishes panim. That's why it's also called boishes panim. A face that's a shame, that's humble, that's soft, boishes panim. When you go to speak to a tzaddik, to a big tzaddik, you have a b'shus pun. Because it's so clear to you, this person is, well, he's so much greater than me. So you have a b'shus pun. Makiris Katnusa, you recognize your smallness. Biachas the godless ha'acher, in comparison and relative to this great person, is a boishas pun. Zo boishas ponim lagan eden. That's a beautiful midah. And that's why it says there in the Mishnah, boishas ponim is lagan eden. It's a geweldig, good midah. Klape Hashem is bor, klape tamir chachamim, klape a parent, it's boishas pun, a rabbi. It's a boishas ponim is lagan eden. Az ponim lagehanim. The opposite is az ponim lagehanim. Klemer. Now here's where we get to this nasty beshulach. Klemer. Tachtoin, in a typhus is a yes, a tachtoin, klape hell yeah. When you have the tachtoin, that doesn't see himself as being a tachtoin, clapping the elyon. Clapping the elyon. There was a bachur that was driving me to yeshiva the other day. No, he's not a bachur, he's actually married. The man was driving to yeshiva and he has a job teaching. He's teaching 10th grade history. That's in yeshiva. That's a bad job. Because Mr. Hinnister has 9th grade is a little bit, might still have a little bit of boishas upon him. 12th graders, they want stuff that they don't care enough to get like it. But like 10th grade is like bad. And they're teaching history in yeshiva. So there was a kid that he said that was unbelievably like mechutzif. And he sent him to the principal. Now let's say the principal's name is, Rabbi Goldstein. I know the name of the principal, but I don't want to say that. Let's say the name is Rabbi Goldstein. So he says, go to speak to Rabbi Goldstein. Go to the office. The teacher doesn't know what to do. Go to the office. The kid comes back, walks into the room. He says, Goldstein's not here. He didn't say rabbi. I never heard my license with him. He said, Goldstein's not here. And he said, go see if Rabbi Katz is here. Comes back, no Katz either. So he said, the kid said, there's a Hazas Ponim. Much less than that, nowadays you get a patch of ask moms to send you across the room. Yeah, Goldstein's not here. The kid says that. Doesn't even say rabbi. Also not here. I never heard such a thing. And I had a lot of chutzpah going around when we were growing up, but nobody ever would say such a thing. You say rabbi so and so. When you spoke to each other, you'd say Goldstein. But to come to the rabbi to say, or the teacher to say, Goldstein's not here. That's Nazis pun. The tachtain, you're a tachta. Who are you? Who are you? You talk. You're talking about an elyon. Me talking. So that's Nazis pun. Tachtain shina teifis. It's a yosei tachtain klapei ha'elyon. When the lower one, the inferior one, doesn't chap, doesn't think about this, doesn't realize this, that he's a tachtain klapei ha'elyon. Either he looks at himself as being an equal, so his buddies he calls this guy by his name. He calls the principal by his name. Mam is asma b'shavel elyon. Yes, okay. Sometimes even what lamali mimenu. He sees himself as being greater than the elyon. Zo azponim. That's azponim. Kol azponim. Kol azes panim, istira muchletas the kabbalas al malchus shemaim. That's klape Hashem. Every azes panim is a stira. It contradicts kabbalas al malchus shemaim, accepting Hashem's malchus. Kach amu chazal, bavur tia yirasa by kabbalas of Torah. It says, bavur tia yirasa al peneichem. That the one stira of God should show on his face, not azes panim. Yira is yirasa al peneichem. Because when you're in front of Hashem, when ideally a person should think of himself as always being in front of Hashem, should be something like this. That's Tiyeros al Peneichem, on your face. Zu Busha, that's Busha. Harisha Yira in Yana Boshes Panim. When you're fearful, when you're in awe, when you revere, there's Boshes Panim. The Hevcha is Azaz Panim. The opposite of that is Azaz Panim. You're with somebody that's greater than you. And you say, who are you? Who are you to tell me to leave the class? Whatever. Who are you to tell me to do my homework? Hazpanim hu adam, she'enim is batal amisha me'olav. Now, Hazpanim is someone who's not mevatal himself to the one who's higher than him. Baish Hazpanim, yira, hu'shem is batal amisha me'olav. That's when the person is misbatel to the one who is mishnei olav. Yisayim yizum asin abigmar shachutzpa azas afilu klapi shmai mahani ulam kachem esek gmar shom chutzpa zunikves malchus b'loy talga malchus b'loy kesa. There are a lot of people that they ignore God and they don't care about Hashem's mitzvah, so they say, I'm going to do what I want anyway. So they're mechutzafim, and it's called, you know, even klapi shmai, people are mechutzafim even to Hashem, who's melech malchem lochem. But that, and they make themselves into King Hari, then God. That's called a machus b'lei tog. It's a machus without a crown, because only God has a crown. You don't have a crown. You think that you're wearing a crown. That God is one of your, he's one of your shlepers. That God should do for you what you want. It's a chutzpah. The biggest chutzpah is klapi shemayim. I'm a chutzpah klapi shemayim. Ma kavanah shechutzpah ma'ila afilu klapi. What does it mean that chutzpah? There's such a thing as chutzpah even klapi shemayim. It says in the Pasuk in Kelis, Ke'elukim b'shamayim v'atal aretz. The Pasuk says, you better know your place. God is in heaven, and you're on earth. In other words, you're a pipsqueak. You're nothing. Ke'elukim b'shamayim v'atal aretz. Ha'odim harei b'tev ha'toyf v'shei shamayim v'yesh aretz. A person understands the shamayim and his aretz. V'im hu b'aretz, harei shamayim me'olav. That if he's on earth, then the heavens are higher than him. L'malim yasag oso, that beyond his understanding. L'malim yifis oso. But something bad happens, and a person says there couldn't be a God if he would do such a thing. It's chutzpah. That's his problem. You can't be toy-faced that Shemayim is higher than ours, and that the Bereshit has a cheshbon that's higher than your way of understanding what you deserve. You can't understand that, because he's higher than you. No, he's not higher than me. Therefore, I should understand everything. He should be understandable to me. So a person doesn't say, like Goldstein's not here. He says, God is not here. Valkain, he nay bottle alayim. When you realize that there's something that's higher than you, you're both. He's okay. I don't know why God did that. I don't know why that person died. I don't know why I lost my job. I don't know. Okay, but he knows what he's doing. I have a bush in his presence. I'm not going to ask any kashas. Valkain, he nay bottle alayim. Zuha yira. Yisad kach, he nikris yirashamayim. Mitzad kach, it's called yirashamayim. Because Yira comes from that, this is a great way of explaining it. Yira comes from that recognition that Elokim b'shamayim and atal aretz, that he's higher than you. That's called Yerushamayim. Shamayim, there's a Shamayim. You're al aretz. Who are you? Who are you? There's a Shamayim. I will odom sha'al af hayyoseh ba'aretz. But when you have a person, and even though he's a human being, he's on earth, mama is atzma shavu l'shamayim, he thinks that he's shavu l'shamayim, but he's like, He has a word with God. He has some kind of a thing to argue and to fight. So it's not his opponent. Well, of them, chutzpah filu klapi shmayim. It's chutzpah filu klapi shmayim. Oy mekagdar is chutzpah. That's like the epitome of chutzpah. Not his opponent. Klapi shmayim. Ulam zu machusa b'lay toga. Yeah, there is such a chutzpah. It works. I mean, a person is chutzpahic, but it's a machusa b'lay toga. There's no crown. Malchus machus yesh kan karsh al shiltein. Yeah, there's a certain malchus. He's laughing, he's making fun. He says, I'm an atheist, I don't care what God says. But he's without a crown. Yeah. He looks like a king. He looks like a knacker. He's a mechutzah, like all mechutzah. He looks like a knacker, and people are afraid, they run away. He looks like a king, but it's a joke. It's Blake Kesser. He doesn't have a crown. He's not in control. Kol Kesser, you know, Dovish and Imsime Alka Mesodim. A crown is something that's on top of your head. And therefore the crown represents the position of the king that's higher than you. The king is in Shemayim and you're in the world. So you're a king, you don't have a crown. If there's nothing that's higher than you. It says about a human king, the Torah says, place the king upon yourself that the fear of him should be upon you. And what is the king? That's the king. You're afraid of the king. Now, who's the king afraid of? The crown of the king reminds him that there's something above him too. That reminds him that he's also, there's something higher than him. Means in Yana, yeah, this guy made himself into a king, but he doesn't have a crown. In other words, he doesn't recognize that there's something that's higher than him too. He doesn't think that God is higher than him. He looks at everything, even Hashem, as either being his equal or being less than him. But he doesn't look at Hashem in a way that there's something higher than him, Elokim b'shamayim, either equal or beneath, but not as higher. Maseches Kala Rabosi, Muva Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva v'Chayrer, Sha'ovasham Goli Roish. Then Hashem ki Goli Roish Azus Tekifu. There's a Ma'aseh there that somebody that went over there without a head covering, with the head uncovered. And he says over there in the Gemara, in the Maseches Kala, it says Goli Roish is Azus Tekifu. It's a strong Azus to go with the head uncovered. For a Jew to go without a yarmulke is a chutzpah gedolah. Azus gedolah madul. Why? Why is he going with the head and covers azus gedolah? Kosi reisha ki yehechid behavi alach emes adishmai. The Gemara says in Shabbos, cover your head. You should have your shemayim. So shatil oven your shemayim. Remember, there's something higher than you. You are a yarmulke. Yarmulke means you're a malka, right? Fear of the king. Who are you? There's something higher. You're looking at Shemayim. Your Shemayim brought me a tefisa. She is karach me'alai. Hamadregis is a shyness. I'm a tefisa. She is karach me'alai. Because your Shemayim, that tefisa of your Shemayim. Misha, and then your Shemayim, a person who's not God fearing, doesn't have your Shemayim, doesn't have fear of heaven. Amos abusha labilti sechatos zuayira reishu asponim. Doesn't have the shame, the sin in front of God. Umamid is Atma Kamatsiya, Shila Malami Kaldov, he makes himself like he's higher than everything. But Shavu Kaldov, or at least equal. Avalam Loyla Mapim of the Vid, he's never lower, never lower. Malchus Bulitoga. This is a king without a yarmulke. It's a king without a crown. Hulay Machasas Vaisha. It's a king that doesn't have a cover. He said, yeah, why is he a king? He's a king because he makes himself into a king. He holds himself to be a king. Maybe people are afraid of him. But it's Bulitoga. It's without a yarmulke. He has no Yoshamayim. So Oymek Hagdoros Midas Azus. This is the deeper definition of this Mida of Azus. Okay, we'll continue Bez Hashem. Now next week, no, Mitz Hashem. It could be a few weeks, but not next week for sure. Not Mitz Hashem later on, afterwards. Skype.